Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't got a dime to my name. What a terrible shame. Ho hum. Ho ho hum. Just found a hole in my shoe when my stocking shows through. Ho hum. Ho ho hum. I know that when you're as free as a bird in a tree, life is a wonderful whim. Look at the crank with his dough in the bank. Don't you feel sorry for him? Rolling along at a loss, never gathering moss. Ho hum, ho 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 hum. Ho hum, ho ho hum. No terrific success, I ought to worry, I guess. Ho hum, ho ho hum. I like a shady old tree. What's the matter with me? Ho hum, ho ho hum. There's nothing quite as grotesque as a man at a desk looking outside at the sun. Shirts made of silk and a diet of milk. Maybe he thinks he has fun. I've got the vagabond itch. I guess I'll never get rich. Ho hum. Ho 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 ho.
We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Yes. Yes, we are. We are mass communicating indeed. James Bostic here, Conservative Perspective on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And we bring this to you through the auspices of Blog Talk Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. That's where you go. And you can type in Patriot Nation Radio Network. You'll find ACP there twice weekly, live, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Nice to be with you. I always say we do have a, and I'm really proud of this, we do have a recorded version of the program that is now being heard. It's kind of bounced around, but we've got a really cool home now. Where we were once on the Talk America Radio Network, an awesome, awesome platform, we've now moved to Mojo 50 Radio. Mojo, M-O-J-O, 50.com. You can go there and you can listen. They also have an app available on the iHeartRadio, so you can check it out there. The show is done Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Mojo 50 Radio. Lots of O's in there. As usual, not the first clue what we're going to talk about, but as advertised, whatever it is will probably be pretty cool. We will talk about the president later last week after we had a chance to talk on Thursdays. Using the laser pointer and the left, scurrying to and fro, chasing the little red dot here and there. First thing, though, we do have to talk about this, and this is huge news. The tragic fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France. They say that there are enough, there is enough of the church that was saved to be restored. There were conflicting reports on that, but that's the talk now, is that firefighters were able to, in spite of the extensive damage, they were able to save it, I guess, or save enough of it to where they can rebuild. President of France, Emmanuel Macron, says that's what they're going to do. A couple of French millionaires are starting to pony up money, and it's going to take, oh God, it's going to take a long time. It's a tragedy. And as soon as it happened, the first thing that came out of a lot of folks' mouths, because it was the first idea that popped into a lot of folks' heads, sabotage, terrorism. I would say in all of France, perhaps in all of Europe, there is no greater cathedral. There's probably not one more recognized than Notre Dame. So as soon as that comment came out, just about everywhere that it was brought up, that this question was brought up, and it's not an unreasonable question. It is not an unreasonable question for a number of reasons. The first reason being, France is a left-wing pacifist state with an appeasing government who has allowed Muslim fundamentalists, the Mohammedans, as they called them in the days of Winston Churchill, to overrun the country. In the last year, there have been over 100 churches in France desecrated, vandalized, pooped on, peed on, spray painted, windows busted out, fired. Now, the commentators are saying, anybody that came up with this, I heard it a lot of places. I mean, they just shut them down when anybody would talk about this. Now, the French government hasn't ruled it out. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm a little confused as to why the establishment media would rule it out. And I guarantee you that in spite of France's cancerous, sick, decadent malaise socially and culturally, they've got some pretty smart guys in their government, especially in offices like this, when it comes to investigating crime, investigating arson. And I guarantee you that there are going to be more than just French guys there. There's probably guys from the FBI right there right now, professional people throughout the world that are going to look at this, and they're going to work with the French government, and they're going to determine one way or another whether or not this could have been arson. Whether or not we know or find out. Well, that's a kettle of fish of another color. So we'll just have to see what goes on with that. So the investigation will continue. And if we look at all the variables in that equation, like I said, it's a weak socialist government. They're overrun with the Mohammedans. Anti-Semitism is rife in France, but France didn't need Muslims to be anti-Semitic. They've always had a streak like that. Excuse me. But with the Muslim fundamentalist onslaught in terms of the population, they're hating Christians and Jews alike over there. So am I going to be surprised to find out that one of the most famous cathedrals, certainly in France, perhaps in all the world, was set to blaze the week before Easter? And I see selfies of the Muslims of Paris laughing as the cathedral burns in the background. Am I gonna be surprised if they find out it was arson? No. No, 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 no. I'm not going to be surprised. And I don't think anybody would be. But everybody has that mindset. You know, whenever a Muslim does something, we don't talk about whether, you know, Muslims doing it. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I think, you know, we all know what the deal is here. And I grieve and I mourn with, you know, all of France and Catholics the world over at this tragedy, this tragic fire. I'm not going to say accident because we don't know. And we'll find out. That'll tell the tale. It may be. It may be an accident. It may be just exactly what it is. Fate. But yeah, we'll see. Last week, I think it was on Friday, we didn't have a chance to talk about it. On Thursday, because it hadn't happened yet, the president gave an impromptu, well, I don't even know if it was an impromptu press conference, but he did give a press conference, and he had this to say, and he's just, man, he is so good at this stuff. I've said this a million times, and I'm going to continue to say it because that's what I do. Donald Trump has to be one of the most intuitively gifted psychologists of the 20th century, 21st century. He's just got this gift. And we see it in use on a regular basis. We see it in use on a regular basis. And we saw it in use at the end of last week. Here's a press conference that Donald Trump had. And the question that is asked, when the reporter's kind of muddy, but you can hear it. Basically, it comes down to this: Mr. President, you're not seriously thinking about sending busloads of these illegal aliens to sanctuary cities, are you? Here's how it went down.
Mr. President, yeah. Can you tell us your plans about sanctuary cities and illegal migrants?
Well, you know, the people that are putting sanctuary cities where they're not even wanted, because as you know, in California and other places, a lot of communities want to get out of sanctuary cities. They don't want them, but they always seem to have open arms. So we thought rather than moving the illegal immigrants to other parts of the country, first of all, we're getting them and we're doing the best we can with very bad laws. We have to change the laws. But we're apprehending thousands and thousands of people a day. And the law only allows us to hold them, as you know, for 20 days because of the most ridiculous laws probably we have in this country. If Ajit had laws like that for 5G, you wouldn't have anything built. You'd never have the first cell put up. But we have horrible, old-fashioned laws that are put in by the Democrats. We're willing to change, and we can do it in, I used to say 45 minutes, we can do it in 15 minutes, whether it's catch and release or chain migration or any of them. The asylum laws are absolutely insane. They come up, in many cases, they're rough gang members. In many cases, they're people with tremendous crime records, and they're given a statement to read by lawyers that stand there waiting for them. Read this statement. And it says, I have great fear for my life. I have great fear for being in my country, even though in some cases, some of these people are holding their country's flags and waving their country's flags. And then they talk about the fear they have of being in the country that the flag they were waving freely. So we are looking at the possibility, strongly looking at, to be honest with you. California, the governor wants to have a lot of people coming in, refugees coming in. A lot of sanctuary cities, so we'll give them to the sanctuary cities maybe to take care of if that's the way they want it, because we can only hold them under the current law for 20 days. So we apprehend them by the thousands and thousands a day. I have to say Border Patrol has been incredible. The job they're doing is incredible. The wall is going up. It's going up fairly rapidly. We're doing another big section. We start another big section tomorrow, but we're building miles and miles of wall. And we're going to have, I think we'll be close to 400 miles built by the end of next year. We need that. Just got back from Texas, and some of the ranchers told me, you look at Brooks County, you look at other places, some of the ranchers told me your bodies lying all over the land of people where the coyotes give them a can of soda, and they give them a sandwich, and they say Houston's 300 miles in that direction. And the people don't know what that means. That means they can't make it. That means they have no chance, and they die. It's something I never heard. I never heard it to this extent. Many people die, and they'll say, just head in that direction. And we are doing a lot about it. If we had the wall, we wouldn't have that. If we had the wall, people wouldn't be coming up. Mexico is now apprehending and bringing back to the various countries that we're talking about, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. They're bringing people back to those countries, Colombia to a certain extent, and they're going back to those countries. But we could fix that in so fast if the Democrats would agree. But if they don't agree, we might as well do what they always say they want. We'll bring the illegal, really you call them the illegals. I call them the illegals. They came across the border illegally. We'll bring them to sanctuary city areas and let that particular area take care of it, whether it's a state or whatever it might be. California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people. And they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy. They say we have open arms. They're always saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms. The alternative is to change the laws, and we can do it very, very quickly, very easily. Okay? Okay.
Now, are you asking for more troops on the border as well?
And we're going to put more troops on the border. Yeah, okay. We're going to. And, you know, the thing is, our country is doing so well economically. We're setting records that a lot of people are coming up for that reason. A lot of people are coming up for bad reasons, too. We have a lot of very, very bad people with big criminal records trying to get through. And the Border Patrol's done an incredible job with them. Those are our focus. They really have done a really incredible job. And when they have been through and when they've been let through over the years, ICE all over Long Island, and they come and they get them and they take them back and we get them the hell out of here. That's happening all over our country. ICE, but the job that ICE and that really Border Patrol does is an incredible job. And law enforcement in this country, is the job they're doing is really incredible. You know, I don't know if you saw the crime stats, but the statistics are that crime is way down in our country over the last year, way, way down. And so that's despite all of the problems we have at the border. And we're straightening that out. So on sanctuary cities, as per your question, we are giving very strong consideration to having people after a 20-day period because, again, you're not allowed legally to hold them for more than that. We will move them into sanctuary cities. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Donzi, as usual. Now, okay, now here's the thing. All right, you heard what he said. And all he has done is go, okay, we've heard these left-wing kooks, these open border Democrat base, voter base cultivators, which is fundamentally what they're doing. Anybody that's advocating this open border thing is looking to build a Democrat voter base to bring about permanent majorities. Tyranny. So, yeah, tyranny. There's no other way to say it. You think times are tyrannical now? Sure. And they are. It'll be worse, kids. It'll be a lot worse. But I digress. So, you know, these guys, immigration reform has been a serious issue for the president. It's been a linchpin thing. It's one of the things that got him in the Oval Office. And he's had nothing but obstruction from the Democrats and a number of Republicans who are being well, I'm disappointed in them. And they're not working. They're not doing what's best for the country, and that's all there is to it. And so he has been stymied in terms of fulfilling in toto the promises that he made to us concerning the wall. And if there is, and really, that's about the only thing that I'm finding fault with the president on. And I'm ready to, you know, I willingly acknowledge that it's not all his fault. He's doing everything he can. And you know what? 63 million of us put him there. He needs to be able to count on 63 million of us to pick up the phone, to raise up some sand, and do what we can to help him drain the swamp, block this intransigence. Bust up the clog. We've got to dig up in there and get this political fecal impaction out of the chute. but what he has done, and it's just sheer brilliance once again on the part of the president, he exposes their hypocrisy. Once again, he trolls these guys, and it's a lot of the times, because we see it so often, and it is, you know, there's no pretense now. The facade has been ripped away. But even with that, it is difficult at times to really grasp the scope of Democrat establishment media hypocrisy. But when it comes and it's really difficult when it comes to regarding immigration, it's beyond difficult. And what Donald Trump did with this presser by saying what he said has made their disingenuousness so obvious they may as well have posted it on billboards. Once Leo Tolstoy wrote that hypocrisy in anything whatever may deceive the cleverest and most penetrating man, but the least wide awake of children recognizes it and is revolted by it, however ingeniously it may have been disguised. Now, what you heard in the presser was the president suggesting, perhaps seriously, with that squirrely cat, it's hard to tell sometimes. That's what I mean about the laser pointer. You just don't know. But he has suggested that the hundreds of thousands, and by the way, in the last 2 months, almost 200,000 have come in through the border. In February, 76,000 illegals crossed the border. Customs and Border Patrol guys, they're at the breaking point. Last month, over 100,000. So Trump says, well, you know what? We'll just let these guys in. Since the Democrats want them in, and they insist that we just let these people into the country unimpeded, we're going to take them and we're going to send them to those states and cities throughout the country that have designated themselves sanctuary cities to said illegal aliens. So after 2 years of doing everything in the Democrats' power to keep our borders open to all comers, asserting that these illegal aliens are gifts of love to America. I see you, Nancy Pelosi. I see you, sweetheart. You would have thought that Donald Trump had suggested depositing truckloads of poo into the streets of these self-proclaimed virtue-signaling sanctuary clowns. So the media goes insane the day that he says this, you know, and they sit up straight and they suck in their breath and they clutch at their pearls, and how dare he imagine doing such a ploy? And they called it retribution. They called it illegal. Like sanctuary cities, I guess. They called it inhumane, vengeful. They called it lawless. They just had this huge third degree meltdown that was almost as bad as when Attorney General William Barr said, yeah, I think there was spying on the campaign. So they flipped within a matter of days. They've gone apoplectic twice. And so they demand that these poor pawns, the illegal aliens, these pawns in their game of remaking America for their purposes not be shipped into their cities for the duration of the president's time in office. From the time he took his hand off the Bible, the Democrats have done their level best to foil his promise of immigration reform. No matter how many rapes, no matter how many murders, no matter how many other crimes are committed by these people. What was it? Bad people with big criminal records. Okay. By all these cats who, for the left, deserve more rights and more compassion than American citizens. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and their acolytes have once again proven beyond all doubt that they certainly value the prerogatives, if not the lives, of illegal immigrants over American citizens. But when it comes to lives, really, they don't value lives at all. Not those of American victims, nor those of the thousands of migrants who die on the long journey here because the left has lured them with promises of government largesse. This happened on the same day that those bastards in the New York State Assembly blocked a bill to help Gold Star families with college tuition, but at the same time approved $27 million for tuition for illegal aliens, even those present in the U.S. for only 30 days. What a murder of crows these people are. But don't kid yourself. The Democrat-loving embrace of these illegal aliens is a scam. They don't want them in their own sanctuary cities. The biggest of them, already fraught with homelessness, drug abuse, and all the things that accompany those pathologies, Nancy Pelosi's city of San Francisco, like Seattle, Los Angeles, has been disfigured by leftist notions of compassion. Tourists, long a mainstay of the local economy, are appalled. Those who still come are given maps in order to avoid the paths benighted by fecal matter and discarded contaminated needles. The progressive vision for the Obama imagined transformed America is a Democrat created bust. Obama's policies transformed the country, all right. He nearly destroyed us, which is why Donald Trump won in 2016. All of which leads us to the left's refusal to admit that the Obama administration did indeed weaponize our alphabet agencies in order to take out Trump. The left has for over 2 years refused to acknowledge that a group of self-appointed thugs at the top of those institutions did indeed violate countless laws in order to sabotage a candidate they opposed. They surely know that that's true. There's too much evidence available to all who still claim to deny it. And they still pretended to be shocked and appalled when Attorney General Barr pronounced that spying did take place. They've spent 2 years trying not to believe that what is true is in fact true. One thing you can't hide is when you're crippled inside, said John Lennon. The Democrat Party is crippled. It's economically crippled. It's ethically and morally crippled. All they have is their exposed hypocrisy and their rage at losing an election that they took for granted. So the left's hysteria over Donald Trump's suggestion that the many thousands of illegals who have invaded the country be sent to sanctuary cities would be hilarious if it weren't so unspeakably hypocritical. It's the Democrats who have done everything in their power to encourage these people to come here, to breach our borders. But They don't want them in their backyards, not in their communities. And Donald Trump, as usual, trolled them into revealing who they really are. Disingenuous, elitist snobs. The man is a genius. He has an uncanny gift for doing just exactly this. Ay. Bottom of the hour, we'll come back with a little bit more of this on the other side. You're listening to Conservative's Perspective here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Back after this.
Drink to me only, that's all I ask. And I will drink to you.
How long I've been on? I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas. You can sit in the sun and camp. I get my color from a sunray lamp when I'm in Las Vegas. I love the laughs and love the life. There's fun of every kind. Next time I come, I'll bring my wife. I'll do that if I lose my mind. A wife in Vegas, take my advice. It's like going to China with a sack of rice. But I love Las Vegas. I love Vegas in the summer. I love it in the fall. I love Vegas, may I say that it's a gasser, yeah. I love Vegas like it's Egypt and I am Nasser. I love Vegas every moment. It's my favorite atmosphere. I love Vegas. Why do I love Vegas? Because my money's here. I love Vegas when I'm winning. I love it when I lose. I love Vegas like the army loves its manuals. I love Vegas like Sinatra loves Jack Daniels. I love Vegas every moment. Oh, Mr. Untrotter, I must cheer. Hey, you smart. Oh, I love Vegas. Ach, du lieber, do I love Vegas. Because my blood is here. I love Vegas when I'm loaded. I love Vegas just like Khrushchev loves being indignant, more than even my wife Jeannie loves being pregnant. I love Vegas every moment. When I leave, I shed a tear. Oh, I love Vegas. Jesus I'll make it good and clear. It's because my girl's right here.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My, my.
Well, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, you can't do any better than that on a really awesome Tuesday night here in Mountain State. Looking at some terrific weather. Some swell lawn mowing weather. And that's, by God, what's going to be happening. You know, what we were talking about on the other side of the musical break there was the hypocrisy of the left. I mean, and we see it in a lot of things. But when we talked about the, you know, the president dumping off all these illegal aliens in sanctuary cities and these people, you know, losing their minds over it, it's a very good example of their hypocrisy. And they're shameless hypocrites. Shameless hypocrites. And I guess it was Saturday night or maybe Friday night, Tucker Carlson was doing his show, and he has a terrific show, and I would heartily encourage you guys to check out Tucker Carlson. He's he got his baptism of fire at CNN, and he was a he was their token conservative, and he went through it, and I don't think there's anybody when it comes to the arena of debating ideas. And there are a lot of gifted people out there. Michael Savage, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, the King, of course, Sean Hannity, many, many people. Like the fine people at Mojo 50 Radio, where you can hear ACP Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a plethora, a veritable cornucopia of outstanding programs and hosts. Mojo 50 Radio. But I digress. Anyway, Tucker's really sharp with a lot of this stuff, and he has his own take on the left's hypocrisy. I saved it. It's a 9-minute clip. I know it's a little bit long. Awesome stuff. Tucker Carlson from, I think, Friday night's program.
Carlson tonight. What if someone you hated offered to pay off your mortgage, put your kids through college, or deliver a tractor trailer full of Snickers bars to your house? Well, you'd be confused at first and suspicious. Why is an enemy giving you the gift of a lifetime? But in the end, if you were smart, you would take the gift. It would be too good to pass up. Well, something very much like that happened in Washington last night. The Washington Post reported that the Trump administration has been debating moving some of the thousands of migrants now massing on our southern border into various self-proclaimed sanctuary cities across the United States. The president later confirmed that as true in a tweet. As of tonight, that policy remains under consideration. Talk about great news for blue America. The left loves impoverished immigrants from the developing world, and why wouldn't they? They make our cities safer, they tell us. They improve our schools. They provide the backbone of our economy. They do the work that we won't do. They are diverse. They are our strength. They are the best of America, even though technically they're not Americans. Sanctuary cities love them best of all. That's why they've become sanctuaries for illegal immigrants. Every Democrat now running for president has affirmed this repeatedly.
If you could, would you take the wall down now, here?
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Knock it down.
Offer a home to refugees. That is who we are. That's our values. That's part of what we do.
So instead of building a wall or closing the border, we should choose compassion instead of cruelty.
We welcome refugees and bring people out of the shadows.
Immigration is not a security issue. It is an economic and a humanitarian and a family issue. There is no such thing as an illegal human.
There is no such thing as an illegal human. Good point, Kirsten Gillibrand. We appreciate your eloquence. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf believes that so deeply that last year she warned illegal immigrants in her city, including several criminals, that an ICE raid was coming. She wanted to give them time to flee, and they did. As she later explained, she had no choice. All good people want more illegal immigrants in their cities.
It is a continued perpetuation of a racist lie that immigrants are not valued members of our society. We in Oakland know better. We in Oakland have a community that welcomes and honors all people, no matter where they came from or how they got here.
In Oakland, they're welcoming. In fact, the whole state is welcoming. In his inaugural address this spring, the incoming governor of California, Gavin Newsom, echoed those words. Everyone can come to California, he said. Absolutely everyone.
Let us build a house stronger than the coming storms, yet open to the world. A house that provides shelter to all who need it and sanctuary to all who seek it. We will not have one house for the rich and one for the poor, or one for the native-born and one for the rest.
So the left really couldn't be clearer on this question. All immigration is good. More immigration is better. There is no distinction between legal and illegal varieties of immigration. And if you disagree with any of this, you are a white nationalist. That's what they said almost every day for the past 2 years. We've watched carefully, and so have you. And now here, completely out of the blue, comes the man they despise most in the world, Donald J. Trump, offering them the one thing they want more than anything, more immigrants, immediately, delivered right to their door at federal expense. Well, it must have been like Christmas morning. You think you're getting another pair of socks, and yet there it is, a pony tethered to your mailbox. Holy smokes, amazing. Best day of your life. But that's not how they responded. The left wasn't happy about Trump's offer. They were shocked, and they were completely enraged. You know what this is, they said? It's dumping. Dumping, like what you do with garbage or used truck tires in the woods. The headline of Mother Jones read, Donald Trump wants to dump asylum seekers on the streets of American cities, Democratic cities. Busing people, wrote the Washington Post's Greg Miller, to dump them in cities, just to punish political rivals. In the view of Harry Siegel at the Daily Beast, quote, the White House wanted to dump refugees in sanctuary cities. Siegel called that idea nasty. At the same time, almost simultaneously, as if in concert, in fact, both CNN and MSNBC ran headlines accusing the White House of wanting to dump immigrants into cities. So what's the message the left is sending us, that immigrants are trash? Something you drop off as a cruel prank, like a flaming bag of dog waste? If you wanted to defile someone's pristine city, you'd, quote, dump immigrants on it? Whoa, that sounds a little, searching for the word here, racist. A lot racist, actually, but Nancy Pelosi agrees with it, it turns out. She lives in one of these cities that might be dumped on, so she immediately issued a statement decrying it. Quote, the extent of this administration's cynicism and cruelty cannot be overstated. Using human beings, including little children, as pawns in their warped game to perpetuate fear and demonize immigrants is despicable. But wait a second, this is getting really confusing. It doesn't seem to make sense. How can the presence of immigrants, quote, perpetuate fear? Immigrants aren't dangerous. They've told us that 1,000 times. They're safer than you are. They're amazing, much more amazing than you are. Pelosi says that a lot. So why is it bad that Trump wants to send more immigrants to San Francisco? San Francisco is a sanctuary city. It subverted federal law in the hope that more illegal immigrants would come there. And now they may be coming. But San Francisco is upset.
Well, say the news anchors, Trump's plan is illegal.
You can't just send migrants to American cities, they're telling us. There's a process. Really? Did the people of Lewiston, Maine go through that process when an entire population of Somalis was moved from a refugee camp in Kenya to their already beleaguered city? Nope. No process. Nobody asked them. The government just did it. The same thing happened to Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and countless other places across this country. That's how it works. That's how it always works. But when you try to do the same thing to the city where Nancy Pelosi lives, it's supposedly, quote, illegal. This is getting confusing, so let's make it easier for everyone. Here's a list of neighborhoods that could use some immediate refugee resettlement. These are affluent places. They're politically liberal, as most affluent places are. As a matter of policy and conviction, they love impoverished immigrants from abroad. They just don't really have any yet. So let's change that. First in line would be Beacon Hill in Boston. That neighborhood has a median income of over $120,000 a year. For perspective, that's more than double the national average. It is strikingly not very diverse, so it would be, of course, greatly strengthened by thousands of migrants. As John Kerry, who lives in Beacon Hill, warned us 2 years ago, quote, fear of the outsider, fear of someone who isn't you, fear of someone who doesn't look like you, is an attack on America itself. Whoa, that's heavy. Let's stop that attack. And let's do it by sending, I don't know, half of the most recent migrant caravan to John Kerry's zip code. He will be thrilled. He'll have to be thrilled. Next, we'll head to the Upper East Side of New York. Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg still lives there. He loves poor immigrants. Unfortunately for him, virtually none of them actually live in his neighborhood. In a city where kids speak close to 200 different languages in the New York City public schools, Michael Bloomberg's zip code is shockingly lacking in diversity. Let's change that, shall we? And while we're at it, let's integrate that city's two most famous private schools, Collegiate and Spence, one for boys, one for girls. Both of those schools are famously and rigorously progressive. They know that diversity is our strength. But how many newly arrived Guatemalan immigrants have they enrolled this year? Not enough. Let's see if we can get that number to over 50% by September. Eisenhower did something very similar at Central High School in Little Rock in 1956. Let's see if Trump can do it with Collegiate and Spence. Finally, we'll go to the Calorama neighborhood right here in Washington. Barack Obama lives there. As he once put it, quote, we're a nation of immigrants. It has always given America a big advantage over other nations. Now, that may be true, and yet there are virtually no poor immigrants in Calorama where he lives. What do you say we import a few thousand from the border tomorrow and drop them in? How could Obama say no? But of course he would say no. He'd be livid. He would stop it. Nobody hates diversity more than rich liberals, the very people pushing it. Let's hope immigrants are watching all of this on TV and drawing their own conclusions. The left can say endlessly that they love you, but if they don't want you in their neighborhood, if they don't want you going to school with their kids, they're lying.
Good stuff from Tucker Carlson. And again, you know, we see it, and let's take this hypocrisy, okay? The children. Let's talk about the children that Donald Trump has brutally and heinously and barbarically ripped children and parents apart. These poor little children. We gotta do something about this, man. We can't look at these little babies. Look at these little gifts of love to the country. We got to do something to stop this. These kids, man, these poor little kids. So Nancy Pelosi will wrap herself up in the infant children of illegal aliens while standing on the aborted, organ-harvested bodies of children in this country, minority children, by the way. Almost 80% of all Planned Parenthood abortion facilities are within walking distance of minority neighborhoods. Don't take my word for it, man. Don't take my word for it. So, as political expediency goes, these little infant babies that are being pushed underwater, underneath fences to get through the border, that are being drugged through the desert to get here in America, these babies are great. We got to have these babies. We love these babies. Look at those little babies. God, we love them so much. They're so precious. They're treasures. These babies? You mean the babies that, you know, more babies are aborted in New York than are born every day? Every day. Minority babies. There's a black genocide that has been taking place in this country with the affirmation of Roe v. Wade ever since then. Don't take my word for it. Look up Margaret Sanger and her slavish devotion to the eugenics movement of the first part of the 20th century. But these little minority babies over here that are trying to get in the country illegally, we love them. The ones that are already here, not so much. And it just goes on and on with these cats. They wanna lower the voting age. Some of them have actually floated, and it drives, oh God. They've actually floated the notion of lowering the voting age to 16. But you can't buy a pistol till you're 21. Can't buy a rifle till you're 21. I had a whole bunch of other stuff I wanted to talk about. There's been some interesting things happen. Who in the world? Mark, you got to quit, dude. Just stop. That's El Guapo. I have the computer up. He's posting on the production thread some stuff for, I guess, Thursday night show. Those little dings you hear, like that one there, that's El Guapo ringing in. Anyway, we're about done with this evening anyway. We don't have time to get into much anything else. Thank you so much for the opportunity to get to spend this time with you. It's really a welcome thing for me, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I do. I'm having a ball doing this. And we will be back on Thursday, 7 p.m., because we do this live. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, Patriot Nation Radio Network, through the studios of blogtalkradio.com. And, of course, the recorded, now all of a sudden I'm from Ireland, the recorded version of the program, which can be heard Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at Mojo50Radio. Mojo50.com. You can go there, or you can pick up the app for iHeartRadio, and you can tune in on iHeartRadio as well. Okay, that's it. We're a little light. We're coming in a little light, but you know what? That's cool. We've had a pretty jam-packed 56-minute hour. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. We will be back on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, taking a look at things as we do through a conservative's perspective. We'll see you then.